remember the first night we got there, he'd come home to tell us about the place and was so anxious to get finally down here. Mm-hmm. He had been holding cattle down in here for this Driscoll for a long time, and they butchered cattle and sold to the Indians. Mm-hmm. And he knew where the springs were, and but there was good water there, and out in this country, water was quite an item. That's how he come to know where that was. And when he'd come up home, we were living in Ashland then, when he'd come home, he'd tell us things about the place, and was so anxious for us. And he said, I've got a bunch of little quails that I got so I can throw out corn, and they'll come up and eat the corn. And he said, they stay down around the springs all the time. Well, that's the first thing, of course, we young ones wanted to see when we got down there was the little quail. Well, sure enough, there they were. Just as tame as could be. He made regular pets out of those quail.
To talk about your chimney some more, did you have any of those iron things that you could put wood on to keep it up?
No. And now, Mother had a stove. She didn't cook on the fireplace. Oh, once in a while she'd maybe hang the tea kettle, an old iron tea kettle, up over so she'd keep hot water. But when she'd cook, well, she cooked on a stove altogether. She never did cook on the fireplace that I ever remembered.
Did you have a shelf up over your fireplace?
No. It was just it was laid up of rock. I know it was lined with rock. And it's a big old chimney. But
I keep asking you things, wondering if you had special terms for special things. I'm mostly interested in special terms here. If I seem to be wandering around, I'm really going someplace.
Well, I expect I'm wandering more than you are.
How did you start your fires?
We had matches.
Well, what did you use to ignite?
Dry bark, usually. An old dead cottonwood. When the men would be out riding, if they'd come onto a dead tree, they didn't cut down any live ones. Uh-huh. Because you just didn't get rid of the trees out here because there was such few of them. But you'd run across the dead tree. Well, they'd drive miles to get that dry wood. Well, if it hadn't been dead so long that the bark had come off of it, why, there's a fine fuzz between the bark and the tree, you know, and that makes grand firewood, or to start your fire.
Do you ever use little sticks and twigs?
Oh, yes. My land, yes.
Did you call that anything special?
What?
Did you call that anything special? Kindling?
Chips. Yes, kindling, or mother would say, children, go out and get me some chips so we can start the fire. Mm-hmm. And rake up, or see if you can't find some bark, and dried bark.
Did you have any special term for a large piece of wood that you might put toward the
chunk of wood? That's what that is. When you boys go get a chunk of wood to put in the back of the fireplace, they always had what he called the back log. And that old log would stay, usually there was fire in that fireplace all the time. And get up of a morning and rake the ashes away from that, and there would be your coals. Well, you just throw some dry wood on there, and the first thing you know, you had a good fire.
Did your mother use the ashes for anything?
Oh, yes. She had a barrel that she made lye out of all the time. Dad would take the ashes out of the fireplace or the stove, and that barrel was kind of tipped to one side, and I don't know if he had the holes in the bottom of it. I don't think he did, but